USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Ohio Republican Mike Turner says the U.S. waited too long to take down the balloon this weekend.
Clearly the president taking it down over the Atlantic is sort of like the quarterback, sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
Turner on NBC's Meet the Press said the military should have been prepared for something of this nature. An upbeat economic forecast comes from a former Trump ally.
Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn painting a somewhat rosy picture for the U.S. economy. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Cohn said,
"It does feel like we're in relatively good shape here. The question is going to be, how does the Federal Reserve handle what's going on in the economy?"
Cohn added he doesn't see the U.S. falling into a recession in the first half of 2023. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is preparing for Tuesday's State of the Union address. Relations with China are likely to be on the agenda after ordering the military to shoot down the suspected surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says on CNN's State of the Union that the biggest issue was shooting the balloon over land.
The debris field that was created by this balloon when it was shot down was about 7 miles long. Anytime the military is considering an operation like that, they have to consider the safety of the American people.
The mayor of the northeastern Ohio city where a train derailed Friday night said water and air are safe, but schools are closed Monday. The train was carrying chemicals. Fire continues in the area. The Environmental Protection Agency says the situation can change at any moment. No one was hurt from the event. There are no winners in the Powerball jackpot on Saturday, pushing the jackpot to at least $747 million for Monday night's drawing. It would be the fifth largest Powerball in history. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The emergency room at Boston Medical Center is closed after a pipe burst in freezing weather. Officials declared a code black and patients were moved to other areas of the hospital. Ambulances were also being diverted to other facilities. Officials say the emergency department will remain closed until Tuesday. It's been 4 years since the Supreme Court struck down the federal ban on sports betting, and this year's Super Bowl will see more states than ever taking action on the big game. More, but not all.
34 states and D.C. now offer sports betting, either in person, online, or both. Three more have legalized it but aren't yet operational. 8 states are considering legalizing sports betting, either through the legislature or a ballot initiative. 6 states, Idaho, Utah, Alaska, California, Minnesota, and Georgia, do not allow it and have no plans to. California voters, in fact, defeated 2 competing sports betting proposals last November. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Viola Davis is joining the elite EGOT group following her Grammy win on Sunday. She took home the trophy for the audiobook of her memoir, Finding Me.
The teacher would open the door and everyone would dash out to go home. Everyone would get excited because it was the end of the day. Everyone except me.
Davis becomes the 18th person to win the EGOT for a Grammy, Emmy, Oscar, and Tony Award throughout their career. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.